Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, Owen Jones here. Please hit the like button and subscribe. Now, the Tories are embroiled in a massive, massive scandal. This really is a scandal which should be, if you like, bringing the Tories down to their knees. They've obviously got one or two other problems they need to be dealing with. But this is a scandal over PPE. Remember during the pandemic, of course, which the Conservatives, alas, screwed up pretty catastrophically, leading to tens of thousands of avoidable deaths. There was the problem with PPE. We remember what frontline staff couldn't get PPE. Now, in terms of the contracts that went to individuals, businesses to get PPE, that's where the scandal creeps in. And I'm going to talk to Russell Scott from the Good Law Project, who knows this inside out. Hey, Russell, how you doing?
Hi, Owen. Thanks for having me on the show.
Great to have you. Right. Okay. I want to hear about this VIP lane. What was the VIP lane for PPE and why is it so controversial?
Okay, so I think your description of it as a scandal is spot on. From start to finish, the whole thing was a bit of a stitch-up. So at the start of the pandemic, when we're all told to stay at home, do our bit, go into lockdown, that sort of thing, nurses were going into sort of frontline, you know, wearing bin bags in effect because we didn't have adequate PPE. So the government put out a call to arms to try and sort of boost stocks, sensible thing to do. So hundreds of companies got in touch. They contacted government via official channels, but many were just ignored or stuck in queue, dropped at the last minute, all very strange. So what we now know that alongside these official channels was a sort of secretive, unlawful VIP lane. I think its official name was a high priority lane. And this allowed firms, many that never provided PPE before, to contact a politician that they knew, and that referral from a politician would get them to the front of the queue. And it was just, you know, rife with cronyism. So Tory donors, Tory peers, Tory MPs, Tory ministers were able to push a company into the VIP lane. They jumped ahead of the queue. Many never provided PP before. You know, that didn't matter. It was more of a sort of a who you know rather than what you know. And it was just wrong on so many levels. So we now know that VIP firms were 10 times more likely to catch to be awarded a contract than those stuck in official channels. This included brand new companies that had never even provided PPE before, which in the case of PPE MedPro. We even had issues where, I suppose at the time, through our court cases, we've seen internal emails, internal documents that sort of show that VIP referrals were just clogging up the system. So civil servants were drowning, to use their own words, in requests from VIPs. And this was becoming a distraction from actually securing viable PPE from reputable sources. In terms of the people involved, Good Law Project spent a year sort of via the sort of FOI and the ICO trying to track down the names of the companies involved. And we now know that 51 companies, I should say, landed something like £5 billion in contracts without any competition via the VIP. And sort of put that into perspective, just 10 Tory politicians were allowed to refer companies that went on to land £1.6 billion in contracts. You know, people like Matt Hancock, Michael Gove, Baroness Moan, Gavin Williamson, Lord Feldman. The list goes on. And it was only the Conservative Party. No other political party was able to refer people successfully onto this lane. It seemed like quite a closed door club to those who weren't politically connected.
In terms of what the outcome of all this was, people might go, well, got some usable PP out of it. How good quality was a lot of the PP that came out of these contracts?
See, that's exactly the problem. I mean, ultimately, through good laws, legal work, the High Court's deemed the whole process unlawful. VIP referrals, they didn't go through the same process as everyone else. They jumped ahead of the queue. So government ministers, you know, Michael Gove said it in the press, you know, every single procurement decision went through this 8-stage process. And that just wasn't true. So something like 46 of the VIP lane contracts were ordered before the government even set up its formal due diligence checks. And this created a nightmare. I mean, I think at last count, the government is writing off £10 billion of taxpayers' money just on PP procurement. Half of the PP procured from VIPs has not been used. It can't be used in the NHS. PP from just the VIPs alone, totally £1.7 billion, has been deemed useless. So it hasn't been that successful. And the waste still goes on. We're now paying something like £1 million a day just to store unusable PPE. And ironically, the people that are getting paid £1 million a day, you know, a large chunk of that money is going to the same VIP suppliers that supplied us the PPE in the first place. And it's not just a one-off case. So I suppose most of you would have read about PPE Medpro in the past week. They supplied.
Yeah, tell us about PPE Medpro. Just explain that just quick, because I might have heard about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, they're not a one-off case, but I think because of the sort of scale of the...
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
I suppose this initially PP Medpro. So PP Medpro were a box fresh company set up during the pandemic. They would provide PP to government before the sort of front man was a chap called Anthony Page, who had links to Conservative peer called Baroness Monet. Sorry if I pronounced the name wrong. And they basically landed a £200 million contract, two contracts to supply PPE. Now, when Good Law Project first, well, the work of David Connor at The Guardian first reported that they won their contract via the VIP lane, lawyers from the Conservative peer were very sort of strong. You know, she had no involvement with this company, no involvement in referring this company, no contractual relationship with them. And slowly, as sort of time went on, we was able to reveal that she actually referred this company to ministers. David Conn's excellent work for The Guardian sort of went further. You know, we now know that she's gone from a position to having no involvement with the company to being paid £29 million via an offshore account. And what we shouldn't forget on this is that £122 million worth of gowns that they provided have not been used yet. That they don't pass NHS quality checks. And PP Medpro are not the only ones. You know, two more examples. Weldlink Resources, they won a £200 million government contract. Now, they had the next Tory MP called Brooks Newmark lobbying on their behalf. He spoke to ministers directly. Now, they provided £106 million of goggles that we can't use. They don't pass the quality checks. And another company, SG Recruitment, they were referred on to the VIP lane by Tory peer Lord Chadington. Now, Lord Chadington also works for the parent company. They provided £26 million worth of PP that, again, we can't use. So it's a scandal on an epic scale. It's a scandal of cronyism, a scandal of waste. And it continues to this day because they were still paying to store it all.
In terms of, we know about this fair bit, so you very eloquently described in detail this absolute scandal, cronyism, huge waste of taxpayers' money, unusable PPE. I mean, the whole thing stinks. It's an establishment stitch-up with terrible consequences because people needed PPE and they couldn't get the PPE they needed. I mean, the Goodall Project, which was brilliant work, obviously holding the government to account on a whole range of issues. But there's another VIP lane, apparently. Can you just tell us about that?
Yeah, yes. And thanks for asking. So for a while, so the start of the story goes back about a year ago. Now, we were getting sort of tip-offs and seeing things align that suggested that not only was the government operating a VIP lane for PPE contracts, it was also doing the same on its sort of flagship test and trace program headed up by Dido Harding. Mm-hmm. Now, when we first approached the government about this and suggested that there was a second VIP lane, they said our claims were completely false. Now, we now know after a year investigating that the government's finally come clean and told us, actually, if we were wrong, you were right. There are 50 firms that landed £6 billion in government contracts, all without any formal competition. And VIPs were referred onto this fast track lane in a similar way to PPE. So if you knew a Conservative peer or MP or anything like that, that they could refer you into the fast lane. And a typical example of that is a company called SureScreen. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the company or the products they provided, you know, as far as I'm aware, you know, they work, but did a £500 million contract, any competition, and prior to them winning this contract, Liam Fox, MP, lobbied Matt Hancock directly over email on their behalf. Mm-hmm. After that lobbying, they go on to win a £500 million contract, and then subsequently to that, the same company has now donated £20,000 to Liam Fox. And at the same time, Liam Fox's close friend, Adam Werenty, was also involved with the same company. You know, and that's just one example of these 50 firms. Immensa, the company that were caught up in a scandal last year after they put out 43,000 false negative COVID tests, they got their £100 million contract via the VIP lane. Another company, Optigene, they saw profits go up £1,000 during the 1,000% during the pandemic. They made profits of £41 million following a £300 million government contract. So it's a scandal on similar scale to the PPE contracts. And we're hoping in the next few weeks we'll be able to get the names of the politicians involved in referring those companies onto to this VIP lane.
So alarming stuff, but so important. It just shows the incredible work Goodall Project does in terms of holding the powerful to account. The Tory handling of the pandemic was catastrophic in human terms, but we can see as well how it became a great exercise in providing vast sums of public money to those who happen to be pretty well connected to the Conservative government. Another example, I suppose, of socialism for the rich, showering public money on well-connected rich people while stripping, for example, welfare provision from poor people. But do look up the Goodall Project, those who aren't aware of it. And if you can support them, they rely on donations. So do that. And to support the brilliant work of people like Russell, please like and subscribe. But thank you, Russell, so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.